WRAL-FM, HD1, Raleigh.
Bill and Linda in the morning.
Mix 101.5.
Oh my gosh, OMG, it's 6:01. It dawned on me. I thought of it on the way in this morning, and I didn't do it. Did we get paid today?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I did. Yeah. I can't speak for you.
I don't know.
Wayne and I aren't sure.
Linda and I got paid.
If so, we've scammed them again, Wayne.
Yes, we did.
Oh, man. All right, pressing on. We'll try to do a good job today so we get paid next time. 6:01, Vanna with Michael and Son, Plumbing and Electric, on time traffic.
Looks like they're still wrapping up some overnight. I'm Vanna Fox with Mix on Time Traffic.
6:02, Bill and Linda in the morning, WRAL-HD Weather Center forecast just for you and brought to you by your local Geico office.
I'm Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL-HD Weather Center.
66 degrees in downtown Raleigh. Let's get a look at WRAL News with Monica La Liberty. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, London. Guns, cameras, jewelry, guitars, electronics that were all stolen from homes and hotels even between Florida and Virginia.
Ooh.
Back up just 1 second. This is an 8-year-old boy. If I heard the story correctly, he had 2 iPads stolen from him.
Yeah, well, from his house.
From his house, okay. So one presumably was his.
Right,
kids with the technology, Linda, I'm sure your kids can just pick it up and just go. Our grandson, who is 4, Marianne's sister-in-law up in Virginia, pulled out her phone. She was trying to do something for him, and he just picked it up, remembered her password to unlock the phone, and started playing the games he wanted to play.
No question.
I can't even remember my password.
My gosh!
I know. There's no way we really want to get an iPad, but we know we'd never touch it. Because
no, you would never
have
it. That's right. You would have to hide it.
Yeah,
you'd
have to fight for it.
You would absolutely have to hide it.
Send the kids to bed so we could play on the iPad.
Or whatever. It is 6:06. Bill and Linda in the morning.
Got a little showbiz segment coming up for you. Why you need to watch American Idol. Got to get into it this season. But American Idol, a big night. Why you need to watch coming up at 6:11 here on Bill and Linda and Mix 101.5.
Hurricane Grill and Wings. Ice
prices vary based on how you buy.
Bill and Linda in the morning, now available on demand at WRALFM.com.
Listen anytime, anywhere with the Bill and Linda podcast from Mix 101.5.
It is 6:13, and we are looking ahead at what for me is just about a perfect North Carolina day. Sunshine and 80 today, no mention of any kind of precipitation. 66 degrees now. To 6:13 with Bill and Linda.
The winner of American Idol season 10 is Scotty McCray.
Yay! He won again. Oh, my gosh.
The first repeat winner. No, actually, he is going to be back on the show tonight performing, and he's going to be singing his new single, Water Tower Town. So this is going to be a great reason to watch tonight. Of course, they're going to kick somebody off, but you get to see Scotty McCray perform his brand new single.
And if your town has a water tower,
it could be you.
Somebody's going to be shinning up there, writing Scotty.
I love Scotty.
In Krylon across it today.
So you fellow McQuarians, make sure you tune in 8 o'clock on Fox 50 to watch American Idol.
Hunger Games, which is the biggest opening weekend, like number 3 biggest opening weekend of all time, right? That it was a non-sequel?
Right.
Blockbuster epic sequel?
Yes.
Not only is the movie number 1, the soundtrack is number 1. What you saw the movie. Was the soundtrack anything interesting?
Actually, the soundtrack's very cool.
Taylor Swift is in it, isn't she? Mm-hmm. Doesn't she have a song?
Well, anyway, it is number 1. So see the read the book, see the movie, buy the music.
Rihanna was just at a press conference in London for her new movie, Battleship. And, of course, one of the reporters asked, will we be seeing a certain Mr. Kuchar perhaps making a trip over here? She rolled her eyes and said, wow, how disappointing was that question. I'm happy and I'm single, if that's what you were really asking.
All right, from that story about Ashton Kutcher to this one, he's expected to return for the 10th season of 2.5 Men. And you know what? They've been kind of panned, but the ratings are still doing well. And since he's cut his hair, he's a good-looking man again.
Much better.
Yeah.
His current offer is being discussed is about $1 million per episode. $1 million a week to be on 2.5 Men.
Shh.